Now, yesterday we commenced a discussion on verse 41, ruku number 5, the initial verse. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. When you recite the Qur'an, we place between you and those who do not believe in the year after an invisible barrier. I explained yesterday that when you don't want to believe in the year after, when you don't want to believe in the consequences of your actions, then the Qur'an will not have the effect that it can have, because you placing a barrier by your actions. It could apply to iman, right? For those who did not want to believe in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for those who did not want to believe in life after death, or it could also apply to us on the level of action and amal, that we believe in life after death, we believe in the Quran and in the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but our actions reflect that we don't take it seriously. So if we don't take it seriously, then you're putting a veil over your own heart in terms of guidance, in terms of tawfiq and divine ability being granted to you. Now the next verse, 46, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ. We place veils over their hearts so that they cannot understand it. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. And we place in their ears a weight. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ وَلَّوْا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا. When you mention in the Quran your sustainer alone, they turn upon their backs, fleeing in aversion. So in the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says they did not want to fathom the authenticity and the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that they did not want to fathom, they were unable to fathom the meanings of the Quran. And this is because a veil was put over their hearts and a weight was put into their ears, preventing them from understanding. And the reason for this is their own actions. So, the sun has the power to illuminate the whole world, right? But if you go down into a bunker and you shut yourself off there, then you can't blame the sun if you're not getting any light. So that's what the unbelievers were doing in terms of the light of Nubuwwah and the light of Quran. They were shutting themselves off. This verse is actually in response, the scholars say, of a verse in Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, where they themselves said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ. They said that our hearts are in covers. مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ, in terms of that which you call us towards. وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ, there is a weight in our ears. وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ, and there is a veil between you and us. فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ, so you do your work and we'll do our work. This was their attitude. They did not want to listen. They had no intention of listening, and that resulted in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala putting a veil over their ears and their hearts. Now they cannot listen. It's not that they were not given an opportunity, but it is that they squandered the multiple opportunities that they were given. And the end of this verse then kind of indicates that when the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is taken, they get unhappy. They leave the gathering. But when the name of their idols are taken, then they get very happy and they are very pleased. We will continue with the discussion, inshallah, in the coming days. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.